Today's episode was brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace is the easiest way to create a beautiful website, blog, or online store for you and your ideas. Squarespace features an elegant interface, beautiful templates, and incredible 24/7 customer support. Try Squarespace at squarespace.com and enter offer code Angela at checkout to get 10% off. Squarespace, build it beautiful.
Because we love you on lip service. We love you. What's up? It's Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
And my name's Coco Brown.
Hey, that's girl. Right. And it's time for lip service. That's our guest, Coco Brown, here with us.
Thank you.
But before we get into it, we're going to start off with a tip, okay? Because we try to help these guys out.
We got to help them out.
With advice from us. We are women, so you want to hear it firsthand. Now, a lot of guys have been asking, what can you do to get your girl back after you mess up? You know, a lot of times guys mess up, whatever they do, whether they cheat, they're not paying enough attention to you, they break up with you, but then they change their mind and they want to get back with you. And a lot of times girls aren't having it. So let's give these guys out here some advice on things they can do to win their woman back.
I think for me, for the only way for a guy to get me back is to do the things I will always complain about that you weren't doing. You know, be more persistent and like be on me, be there for me. Like if you're on me all the time, it's like I really don't have a choice.
Yeah, but sometimes if you're not interested anymore and a guy's on you all the time, it's annoying.
Yeah, but you know, nowadays you could just block them. If you don't get blocked, there's still a chance.
What about you, Gigi? A guy's trying to get you back.
There's still a chance, well, no matter what.
Even if you do get blocked.
What are some things?
When you lie to lose me, you got to tell the truth to get me back.
Yeah, I believe that too. You know, just to tell the truth and do everything that I said
for you to do
at that time, and then you were not doing it. I would totally expect at that moment when you come back that you were doing all the things that I said. Why are you not? Yep. And you need to. Mm-hmm. And absolutely, and even if it's not the whole list, you need to come back.
And a gift or two, that'll add a little cherry on a Sunday too.
You know, that would always help. But you know that, you know, if we made that clear in the beginning, you don't bring me enough gifts either.
You know what's worse than no gifts? Bad gifts. Bad gifts are the worst. Have you ever had somebody that you're like, do you even know me? Right. Like, why would you think you could buy me this?
I don't know. I've never had a bad
I've had gift. Some bad gifts.
I've had some bad gifts.
I've had some bad gifts that made me be like, who?
You know, my men now, they just give me like these little boxes that simulate the object that I could buy. And then they say, go and buy whatever it is that
Wait,
you want.
Wait, what? What is that? A box?
Well, yeah. Like if I like shoes, then they'll give me like a little card with like little shoes handmade on it. And then that's it. They'll say, that means you can go and buy whatever pair of shoes you want.
So like,
and then
they give you like the money or a gift card.
No, that's just for me, for them to say, you know,
pick something out and tell me.
Yeah, there you go. Just whatever you want. Because I know you like shoes. I know you like purses. I know you want this, want that. But since they can't pick it out for me, it's just like, look, I know this is what you want. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to give you a gift card.
Right, right.
I don't want to be that insensitive. But at least they took the time out to make something.
Wait, so one person does this or everyone? You said you're guys. So,
well, I've had it done like two.
Because that's never happened to me.
Me either.
I don't know. I mean, I guess living in, I don't know.
You live in Germany.
Yeah, but I guess European guys are different. Guys over, I don't say European, but just overseas.
Yeah.
I guess maybe they're a little bit, I can't say that American guys are not thoughtful, but.
You can say that.
But yeah, I think
you can say that. It's okay.
You can say niggas ain't shit. No.
But while I'm here, I just don't have a lot of contact too many American guys. But when I do, I just hear that a lot of women are saying a lot of things. And I'm just like, no.
Like what kind of things with it?
I don't know.
American just, men.
I don't know. They just say that. I don't know. There was some girl, I was this girl, and she was mentioning that she went to whatever, hung out with the guy, and he was saying to her, that, yeah, let's go have a blowjob in the bathroom because I bought you dinner. And I'm like, does that happen?
Even.
And I was saying to her, I was like, does that happen?
You're not supposed to say that. Now guys might think it.
Yeah.
Or does that say something about her? Because I stopped hanging out with her because I was like, I don't know if that it depends on you or...
That is true. Some women get treated a certain way because they present themselves in a way. So guys feel like, hey, I bought you dinner. Let's, you know, White Castle was popping.
Come with this stick up.
Okay, now wait a minute. It did happen one time to me, first time. Well, a couple weeks ago here, there was some guy. And he's but not about in that direction. He's just like, give me my pants. He's like, he want my used pants.
Your what panties?
He wants my panties. It's already been worn. And he's like, why can't you give them to me? Because we've already, he's like, we already went out for dinner or drinks. I was like, that nasty shit that I didn't eat.
I see that a lot. Guys always ask me for my panties.
You did say that. Guys ask, actually, you're supposed to mail your panties to them.
I told him, I was like, it's for charge. I'm like, if I'm going to give anyone my panties, I expect some money back for it.
Mm-hmm. You can buy them, boo.
Yeah. I've gotten so many inquiries, so many
And he got offended. I'm like, why are you offended? I'm like, I should be offended that you even asked me.
How much do you charge for used panties?
As much as possible.
Like, what's a good fair price?
Yeah, I'd like to know what's a fair price.
I would
price.
Say $800.
$800?
Okay. Well, see, I'm thinking
that's some expensive
euros.
Pussy juice.
I'm thinking euros. You know what I mean?
It's not $1,000.
Because that's like $700.
$1,000 for a pair of used panties?
Well, no, wait. $800. I could say that's like maybe 600
euros. Yeah, that change.
Exactly. And I think that is fair. If you want them, if they want them worn for a few days, absolutely.
Wait, for a few days?
Well, yeah, they do. They want like the overnight and they want you to feel like you've exercised in them.
Oh, they want it. Just bring it to
funky pussy panties.
Oh my God. They want their bring it to me sweaty because I like it when it's funky.
You know, when I think about it, I'm like, you know, I start getting all CSI on it. I'm like, I don't want my epithelials and my DNA all too much in somebody's hands.
They want the pubic hair and everything on there.
Well, no, I'm all shaved, so that's good. So
you shave or you wax?
I do epilator and make sure wax, you know, like just make sure.
Oh, epilator. That's interesting.
What's epilator?
Epilator. It's like an electric like tweezer.
But you like take the hair. It's like the machine that you can, and it's like with laser. But it's like with the laser at the same time. I don't know. Maybe a, you know.
Is that like permanent hair removal?
It can be over time. Over time,
yeah. Yeah. Cause it's like plucking.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if I can do that.
You know, when you pluck your eyebrows too much, they stop growing.
I didn't know that.
They do. I don't know why waxing doesn't work like that. I've been waxing my eyebrows forever.
It makes the hair grow back thinner, though.
Does it?
Yeah. Well, at least around your bikini.
No, absolutely. Because when I was a kid, I used to grow hair here in the middle. You had a unibrow. Anything in the middle. Yeah.
You had a unibrow.
I was a little hairy girl.
No, I don't. I was getting laser hair removal, so you have to shave when you get that. You can't wax. Mm-hmm. And, I don't like shaving down there. Mm. I feel like you get...
I shave.
I've done laser also.
You get ingrown hairs. And yeah, then I don't like...
You have to exfoliate and moisturize. And
I don't like the growing back period.
I just think like that you have to... It's just... No, you have to just... If you do that, you should just use a new razor every time. Mm-hmm. And that would just really eliminate
But it still does itch. And my hair is curly.
I lived in Germany and I had to like... I felt like I was like back in caveman time almost, even though it was today. But even though they have a lot of great things, you would have to think about that there are not a lot of great things for women of color, so to say.
Right.
And you have to really search hard and how and far.
What part of Germany do you live in?
At this moment, Berlin.
Okay, I've been to Berlin twice.
But before I was living in Karlsruhe.
Now let's talk about your background, Coco Brown. And so you are a retired porn star.
Yeah.
And you are actually going into space.
Yes.
You're an astronaut.
Yes.
That's so dope.
So what made you decide that to become an astronaut?
Let's start with what made you decide to become a porn star.
Okay, I'm just so fascinated with an astronaut.
Let's get into part one.
Okay.
Well, I don't know how I became a porn star or what made me want to do that. I did not ever want to be a porn star. I mean, who wants to be a porn star? But Vegas and the person who offered it to me, I didn't go looking for it. He came to the club where I was stripping at.
Deja vu?
Yeah, I was working at Deja Vu. Mm-hmm. And he came in, bought one dance, and I was kind of upset about that, you know, because that was...
Only one dance.
I was like, can I get five dances?
Right. You gotta get a couple. Come on. I mean, why...
But do most people even get dances when they come to the club? The majority of people?
Absolutely.
In that type of club.
Because I feel like when I go to strip club, I don't see a lot of people getting dances. I just see people standing around. Well,
oh my God, but I hustle. I'm one of those girls who will go up to a guy and be like, yo, baby, why are you sitting here?
But I think the strip club dynamic in Vegas is totally different.
Yeah.
I think so too. I think so too.
We got like booty clubs here.
And the girls hustle because we know that we can make money, and it doesn't mean it's not about shaking your booty and your ass. Right. It's just about going up to that guy. Mm-hmm. And that's what most of the girls don't do. And if you do that here, you could do that in any city, because even my man was like, you can't make no money in Germany stripping. I'm like, look, there's a formula to this. Just go up to the fucking guy and talk to him and just do a little hands-on contact. Just be a little, not too handsy, but just
little subtle touch.
That you gotta just, you know, reach out just a little bit so they don't think that you're stale. Because most of the girls are stale. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So anyways, he came up and he was like, I want one dance and blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, be in my movies. And I was like, nope. And then like 6 months later, because he sent me some of his videos. And then after I watched them and I was like, I could do that.
What was it that you said, I can do that? Like, it seems like you're a blowjob expert from some of your titles that I've seen, like a deep throat expert.
I've been told that before.
Nice. You got the tongue ring.
I mean, well, no, the tongue ring has nothing to do with it. It's just more like I'm kind of just used to it. But no, I mean, I don't know. That's what they say.
So do you have any advice for deep throating? Because I think I've said this on the radio, on the show before, like, you have to train your throat to be able to take a dick in the back of it. You know what I mean? Like, it's not something that you can just do.
That muscle just doesn't do that. You have to
breathe and relax.
But, you know, that could be just from my experience. What do you think?
Well, I should probably give some classes. I've been told this, you know, give some classes, you know, and things. But I think the number one, you do need to train, but it's really difficult. A lot of women make the mistake of buying the wrong type of training devices, the wrong type of vibrators, dildos, or whatever.
They have blowjob training devices? Yes.
Well, no, I just say, because you could just do it on any any dildo, but then they'll be like, maybe like, I'm going to do it with a carrot or a cucumber or something.
Or you can do it with your man's dick.
Yeah, but just see the problem.
That's the best training device. Yeah.
That would be the best training device.
I want to practice something on you.
Let's see if we could get it.
Well, I don't know if that's a good idea either, because I don't, you know, a lot of not good things could happen too. If you're not prepared.
Right, if you don't know what you're doing.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So I would say it would be better to get something that is not so hard, where you don't feel sick or that.
I took a fellatio class before.
And how was it? Because I need to know what to do when I do my first lesson.
Well, we use bananas.
Well, see, I was going to say something easy and soft.
Yeah, so
a banana, I don't think it's a good idea, because you do have reflex in the back of your throat. And maybe some girl could...
Right.
We use bananas, but
like, I lost half of my banana. Wait a minute.
Really excited.
It's like, does anyone here know the Heimlich?
So what else happened in this fellatio class?
Yeah, I was really excited to take this class because I thought that I would learn something awesome new. Shit. And she ain't teach me nothing.
She didn't say anything.
She was teaching me the other girls. And I was like, you already know that girl.
I thought
I was going to learn something. She ain't teach me nothing.
I guess the main thing in a blowjob is no teeth, right? Make sure that it's wet.
Well, that depends on the guy, because some guys do want that. But I would say the number one rule is to not do that. And to think about your mouth as like the way you would use your pussy.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, so if you would think the way your pussy would work, mm-hmm. then this is the way you should maybe work your mouth. Yep. And if your pussy is stale and bad, then so probably your mouth is going to be that way too.
Wow.
But if your pussy is tight and juicy, then your mouth is going to be tight and juicy.
That's right. You see, you know, you get it.
All right. Now, here's another thing that we were talking about earlier, calling dibs on. Oh, no. Let's get back to you, because we didn't get back to how you became an astronaut.
Oh, well, that was also something.
So now you
weird.
Were, so you would, you started doing porn, right? You talked about meeting this guy. You saw some of the movies. You said, I can do that.
Right. It was with Elegant Angel. Elegant Angel's, you know, pretty good. You know,
I've seen a lot of their movies. I watch it a lot.
It was an Elegant Angel producer. Really, so it wasn't like it was a bad, thing. And he had a great name in the company. And he was like, I'll give you this. I was like,
What did he see in you that he was like, you, I want you?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. His name is Nikki Starks.
Okay, Nikki Starr.
He sounds like a...
He sounds like a superhero.
Right.
Ta-ta-da.
No, so what was your first movie?
Bomb Ass Pussy number 2.
Hey.
Bomb Ass Pussy. It sounded like a West Coast movie.
Wow.
It was. Everything was. It was West Coast.
It's a West Coast. Bomb Ass Pussy.
Nice.
And what did you have to do in that movie? You just...
I had to do...
How do those contracts work? Is it like, okay, we need 2 anals, 1 this? Like, is that how a contract...
Well, see, here in America, I was not a contract girl, but in Germany, I was a contract girl. Here, but of course, I knew everything that I was doing in the movie beforehand. They would ask me, can you do this? Will you do this? And I had to do an anal and a normal scene. But all in one scene, I believe.
At the same damn time.
Like double penetration?
No, I wasn't, like, I always tell people I'm known for being DP queen, because I think in Germany it was like that. But when I think about it in America, I did do a couple DP movies. Yeah, sure.
Is it just not as popular here, you think?
No, it's popular here.
Okay.
It's just that a lot of girls just... It's just made for TV. It's not really real life. I don't even know even the biggest slut.
Who does
a DP? Because it's right. Not fun. It's not fun because of the fact that, not because of you, the girl, because the men can't sync. Mm-hmm. It's more of a men's synchronization, like swimming or like, synchronization.
So your dicks might like tap each other.
Swim, then it's no
because
fun for you.
If they are like hitting you inside at the same time together, you're just like, wait, everybody stop. So they have to just
someone's
like,
offbeat.
You know, it's
someone's double handed.
You know, it's like exactly. It's like someone's
double handed.
So you have to, you know, just say, look, somebody's got to like you first and you second,
right? And then it's not
seesaw.
Fun.
Seesaw.
Take turns, guys.
I never
take
thought
turns.
About it like that. That's a really good... Yeah. I'm going to write a book. I'm going to call it Seesaw.
So a lot of your scenes are anal scenes?
Well, no. It was just... They were DPs.
Oh, okay.
But I got a lot of blowjob things here in America.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, a lot of movies I did because I was a contract girl in Germany. But okay. They, you know, being a contract girl, they, of course... Do, I don't know, whatever. You know, they just, what movies, just how they feel fit your character.
Okay. Now, did that pay well? Does porn pay well? Because I hear all different kinds of numbers. I was telling you earlier, I heard about this girl that was doing a blowjob scene and she found out it was her brother afterward.
Right.
Because it was a glory hole scene, so she didn't know who she was.
Right.
And she only got paid $100.
She said she only got $100. And I
think
was like,
that's kind of funny, actually.
Well, how many penises came through that hole for $100? Because,
yeah.
That's really nasty and funny at the same
time.
Have
you ever done a glory hole scene?
What? No.
Are you interested in that?
No, never.
I don't even.
I mean,
think it's
I've been
sexy.
Asked a few. I've done. I've been asked a few things. Like people would say, okay, would you do like a golden shower movie, or would you do this? And I say no, because that's on camera forever.
Ever. Right, right.
And I want to be recognized for whatever I am okay with being okay with camera forever.
Right.
So, mm-hmm. A glory hole. I don't feel there's any kind of respect for yourself behind that. At least I want to know the asshole and know if he had an AIDS test.
Ugh.
So does that make sense?
So they don't tell you who it is at all?
I don't think so.
Not when you're doing a glory hole scene, right?
I don't think so.
So you couldn't end up doing a glory hole scene with your brother?
I've even turned down gangbang movies because I'm just like, no. I'm like, there's just a limit to what I'm going to do.
Right.
I'm like, no.
So you've never done a scene with more than 2 guys?
Well, I've had other people in the scene.
No. You on 2.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the most. Yeah.
That's it.
What about, what is it called? Okay. Bukkake? Where all those guys?
Bukkake. Everybody.
You know what? I had just learned what that was like maybe 2 years ago. And I was asking someone else because in Germany, I had an escort agency for a minute because it's legal there. But I was like, and there was this girl. She's like, yeah, I do bukkake. And I was asking this guy I was dating. I was like
what the hell?
I was like, what the fuck is bukkake?
How
baby?
Did you do porn and you didn't know what bukkake was?
Look, I was a good girl in porn.
I know that's right.
Look, I was like,
see my halo.
Look, for real, I did condom only. I was the only condom only girl in porn, even from the beginning.
Guys don't like watching porn with condoms.
Well, it's too bad. I won awards for it. They had to like something about it.
Because we had a discussion about this.
I had to own up to it. I owned up to that. saying you're going to wear a condom, because it's not, because you know what a lot of girls don't get in the industry is now they have to, a lot of companies, because you know, with the whole AIDS scare, but you always had the choice. And that's the one thing that Nikki Starks told me in the beginning. He was like, you know what? I know you don't want to do this and you have the choice, but a lot of girls, you can say no. Mm-hmm. And after my first movie, I know I did, I mean, when I was doing the scene, we did anal and I did that with the condom, but then they was like, don't. And then he was like, you don't have to. I'm like, otherwise I'm quitting. He's like, you're too good to quit. And I'm like, he's like, you don't have to do it. And then after that, I put my foot down. I was like, no, mm-hmm. I know I don't have to. But, you know, a lot of girls get confused or think about the money. And I don't think you don't even get 1,000 or 2,000 or 1,500 anymore for scenes. So 500, 100, like the other girl. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's well, not worth it.
That is, yeah.
For even for you not to think that you can have some sort of rights. Don't think that you don't have some sort
like
of rights in that industry.
Porn.
Yeah. I get, there's sometimes I get $2,000.
She should work at Denny's.
Right. You'll make more money off tips.
Right. She should just work somewhere else.
Because there's a lot of setup time. I'm sitting around with a butt plug for 2 hours.
At least go around. No, look, I'll make the other guy wear a butt plug. I'll be like, look, you wear the butt plug. Did you not know this movie is called Coco Brown Does What?
Whoa. You've done that?
All my movies are named after me.
No, I'm saying you fuck guys in the ass.
Yes.
Yes.
Nice.
Oh, Jesus. Are they gay?
No.
Oh.
So fucking a guy in the ass does not make him gay?
Not at all.
I don't know. If I'm putting a dildo, if I'm putting a dick in a guy's ass, he likes dick in his ass, that makes him gay to me. Now,
well, no, I say if it makes him gay,
ass,
if he wants it in his mouth,
think,
that's a different story.
But so it's a wait, hold on now. He's gay if he wants it in his mouth,
that's
but not
different.
If he wants it in his ass.
But yeah, why would he want a dildo in his mouth? He would want a real penis in his mouth, right? So he's
no,
gay if
because
he, takes-
he wants to. Maybe he's thinking about it, and or he's done it before. Then that's something you should think about.
But what if it goes in his asshole, nice and smooth, no?
That's something you should think about. But that
gay.
Means he's had it in his ass before.
He's gay.
It doesn't mean if it was a finger or another dildo or a dildo
if
he has
man,
it in his.
So
drawer,
if a man takes
and
his
and
his a cock in his ass, he is gay. That's
no,
just there's no.
So
way
if
it,
no. If it's a woman putting the penis in a man's ass, that doesn't make him gay.
And
not
your,
at all.
And your
but
opinion.
If it's a man, it makes him gay.
What do you think, Ezra?
Not that either. It just makes him just, I think, just curious about it. It doesn't make him gay. Because men can just be
so
really
what makes you gay?
If you want it all the time.
If you just want it sometimes.
If you want it. If you
so
ask.
Wait, could
you
actually
now,
want Coco it,
Brown,
want
could
it.
You have a boyfriend who likes getting fucked in the ass by you?
Yes.
No problem.
Like, if he likes it, if I do it to him
if
only.
If you do it only.
Yes.
I see. I still think there's... Now, you can't tell
but
me that...
But see, if he comes to me and say, babe, I want to have another guy fuck me in the ass, then we need to talk.
Yeah.
If he's not asking me to go with him to the sex shop and buy a dildo that he can take up his ass. Now, I'll be a little bit curious if he's picking out one that is a little bit bigger than it should be.
Like, and
we're not going to argue about it because I still like him.
Why do you want the extra large black dildo?
Let's get this Lexington Steel replica.
You know, I did a movie with him when he first came out, Lexington Steel.
Oh, he was like a stockbroker or something before
he
that.
He was... awful the first movie. I always tell everyone. Everyone's like, oh, how was it? I was like, it was one of the worst movies I did.
He's huge though.
But he's great. He's
just
a great
because
person.
A guy has a big dick don't mean they know what to do with it.
No, that is a
I
fact.
Know.
Most of them don't know how to work that shit. The way it's a fact.
I have a lot of respect for him because I saw him in Germany at the Venus Awards and stuff. But I was like, I'm really proud of you and where you've, you know, come along from where you that.
You told
second,
him,
third
You told
scene.
Him it was whack the first time you had a scene with him?
Why would I do that? But
he's going to know now.
I know. Oh, my God. But I'm sure he knows. I mean, I'm sure you always remember your first couple of fucked up
what
scenes.
What made it whack, though? He probably was nervous because if it's
well, because it was a DP. It was mm-hmm. one of... And I'm always like, yeah, come on, let's just go. You know, I just wanted to do the thing and not have, I don't know, men or... It's harder for men. It really is a lot more difficult for them in doing a scene. And
really?
Well, yeah, we don't have to show our excitement. We could just look
lay
it
there.
In our face.
Right.
And well, no, you can lay there and be a bad porn actress and not get any recognition.
Right. Right.
But if you, you know, put some effort into it, then, you know, people will look at you. But men, if his dick is not hard and he's jacking off the whole time, and you're like, oh man,
terrible.
Get out of here.
Or if he comes too fast,
get out of here. You're like, oh my god, and she's like, put it in my face, and then he's like, tick tick, and it's like a little bit.
Oh man,
poor little tick tick.
What happens when a guy can't get hard during the?
Well, I've had guys like I know I'm telling some bad things, but guys, you know, I've had them like not. They like shoot Viagra. I've had scenes where in their penis.
Mm-hmm. Woo.
And they shoot it with a syringe. Yeah.
Right into their penis.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Ow.
Ouch. Right.
I don't even have a penis and that hurt me.
Wow. Tell me more.
Like have fake, you know, like they make like fake cum if the guy has like done too much.
Mm-hmm.
Or is too nervous.
They have you seen it?
Or
he's
you could do fake cum.
I've been wanting to know
what is fake cum? Yeah, what do they use?
How do they do it?
However, usually it should not happen.
But you know, sometimes there's these really crazy cum shots, and you're like,
there's no way.
Those are real. The fake cum shots is only when it's like the girl has it in her mouth, and it's kind of just like,
oh, they don't know how to make it look like it's projecting out of the penis. Those are real.
Most of the time,
Okay.
I've never had it like that. I mean, look, I don't want to be fake shot come in the eye.
So
if it's fake, don't shoot me in the eye, please.
What is fake come though? Like, what do they use?
Yeah, what do they use?
I don't know. Whatever they have there, usually it's like a little bit of whatever.
Flour with water, maybe.
It depends on whatever.
Oh, lotion.
Well, lotion. Conditioner.
Yeah, but there's like lotion and conditioner and this and that. And there's like this mixture and the guy's in the corner going like, wait a minute, hold up for a second. I think I got it. He's still like jacking off. Wait, hold up for a second.
Probably makes you get even softer because there's a lot of pressure at that time. Everybody's like, oh,
well, if you're doing an exclusive.
Fucking asshole can't even get hard.
They got a buffer, right? That's what they call them, a buffer.
I've never had buffers, but I'm sure they were there. I'm sure they were
a
buffers.
Fluffer.
Fluffer.
A fluffer?
Well, I'm sure they were fluffer? There, but
why do
I never
know
paid
all
attention.
The
so is that like somebody else to come in, like a stunt
But that
double?
Doesn't matter because once the scene is going, the fluffer is usually there for the beginning.
Yeah, like, to get you start prepped. Everything up.
While
yeah.
I'm there getting my makeup done
exactly.
or getting dressed.
She's sucking the dick or something.
You know what I'm saying? But if he's any whatsoever professional, he doesn't even need a fluffer.
He can fluff himself.
And that's the guy who will get hired as being like another Lexington Steel because you don't need a fluffer, bitch. My dick is hard right now. What's up? I'm ready to fuck right now. And I could come again after the scene. And that's what makes you a good male to
Yeah,
say
they like
porn
guys
star.
That can keep going too and don't come.
No, it's not keep going. And you then, need to give the money shot and do another
and
scene.
And then keep going and be able to get hard again.
That's right. Be able to do another scene just as effective and not have the little dribble next time. So maybe it's something in the diet that they're doing.
Right.
Stephanie, now you know I always tell you what you need, right?
A new website. I know. I need it desperately.
Well, you know, building a website can be tough. And if you know your way around coding even a little bit, it's really hard to create something that looks good and that works well. I want to make sure you look good.
Right. And I need it to be easy, you know?
Yeah, because it can be really time consuming. Who wants to sit around doing all that coding, building your site? Well, whether you have a business site, a portfolio, or a restaurant, anything that you have in this day and age, you probably need to make sure your website is popping. Lucky for us, they have Squarespace.
Squarespace makes it easy to build a beautiful website without breaking a sweat.
We don't want to see you sweat unless you're laying down on your back, okay?
Right.
Now, Squarespace provides simple, powerful, and a beautiful website that looks professionally designed regardless of your skill level. So, you know, our sites look good even though we don't know what we're doing. There's no coding required. And not only does Squarespace provide you with intuitive and easy-to-use tools to create your website with, Squarespace also has state-of-the-art technology powering your site to ensure security and stability. And you know you can trust in Squarespace for your website needs when millions of people and some of the most respected brands in the world trust them too. Gigi, tell us what it was like for you because I know you had your website before and it was difficult.
Yeah, it was very hard when I first had a website and I was trying to build it and get everything done. But
thank goodness for Squarespace.
Yeah, it's like so easy.
Right. Well, you can't beat the ease and simplicity of that. They give you 24/7 online support and a beautiful website. It's only $8 a month. We all got that, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I got $8. I'll give it to you right now. You can even get a free domain if you buy Squarespace for the year. So what are you waiting for? Start a trial with no credit card required and start building your website today. And when you decide to sign up for Squarespace, make sure you use the offer code Angela. You can get 10% off your first purchase. And of course, show your support for what?
Lip Service.
Angela's Lip Service.
Yes, thank you, Squarespace. And thanks for supporting Lip Service.
Yes, thank you.
Squarespace, build it beautiful.
I don't want to date a porn star. I'm sure most of the men I date act like porn stars.
What's the smallest dick you ever had?
OMG. I was talking about small dick today.
Oh my God. This is the funniest story. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. Oh my God. There's this guy I was dating and we went out in a few dates and he's really nice and stuff. And everyone knows him in the neighborhood. Okay, my other guy doesn't know, but he knows now. He knows a little bit. I told him about it. But it was like he was being all weird because he didn't know about my real guy. Uh-huh. Of course, everybody's got a real person. We fuck with. Yeah.
My main.
Exactly. And then he was like saying to me, he was like, babe, I don't know what's going on and this and that and this and that. And I was like, look, you need to stop being weird to me. I says, I don't go around telling people that you have the smallest penis that I've ever seen in my life.
You told him that?
Yeah, I wrote him that in an SMS. Mm. And when but you know what? I see him all the time because he's downstairs. He does this little lounge chairs thing in the middle of the street. He's a doctor.
So he can't perform sometimes.
And I always say, I'm like, you're totally useless. Why didn't you work on your penis?
Yeah, why can't you? Right. Although I've heard that it's hard.
I'm really nice about it. But I tell him, like, you better be nice to me.
Was he good in bed though? Even with a small penis, like guys with small penises can be.
You know what? I told him, I'm like, it's so good. It's so good that you had my favorite vibrator there.
Oh, guys with good penises are good for anal.
That's why what Jesus says that every time we talk about small penis. Was not even good for,
look, his penis was like, look, it was like non-existent. Okay. I would never tell a man his penis was the smallest I've ever seen.
Non-existent.
If it was not the smallest that I had ever seen, because I would never put a man, but I've seen quite a few penises in my life. And not to say more or less or anything, but look, it was really small. And now every time we're together and I look at him and we're sitting, like, even in this situation, I'm like, yo, so what's up, Dr. So-and-so? How you doing? I'm like, so I'm going to come and sit on your lap. Nice. Like, what's up? He's like, I don't want you to. I'm like, I don't care what you want.
But why did you still have sex with him once you saw it?
Because he had my favorite vibrator.
Okay.
There.
All right. Okay. Fair enough.
So at least we're
now, this is something.
And I hadn't seen that vibrator since Germany, but I knew why he had it.
She was like, oh my God, it's so bad.
Because he needed it.
You know what? Exactly.
But does that make you
know
feel like somebody else, he used it on somebody else?
And here's
else.
The funny thing. When he pulled it out, I actually kissed the vibrator before I kissed him.
Oh my God.
I was like, oh my God, I've missed you. Where have you been? Oh my God. I'm like, how did you know this was my favorite vibrator? I looked at him with such loving eyes.
Now, let me ask you this, though. Does that make you feel like he used it on somebody else? And is that like, I don't want
to... I told him. I was like, you've probably used it at someone else. He's like, I'm a doctor. I was like, put it back in the doctor machine now for me and sterilize it. And he just did like it the for manicure. Me. And I was like, yeah, okay. I'm like, that's good. And I believed him. He's a doctor. I've been down to his office, but I wouldn't suck it, no. And I wouldn't touch it. It made me feel weird and like weird. I just, no.
Now, Coco Brown, if you were going to tell people, this is the movie of mine that you need to see. This is the one I had the most fun making. I like this movie the most. What's your best movie you think you did?
Oh my goodness.
For us, so we can go home and.
Yeah, because I'm the listener.
I'm definitely going to go do some
research.
If you're
like, this totally embodies who Coco Brown is, and this was my best work.
This is my best scene.
I don't say anything is my best work.
Your favorite, though, that you.
I really can't. I'm not really biased like that. I don't. But I could say what other people like, which is like Villa Amoroso and Coco's Hoax Side. And they also like my other movie, German Visit. They also like the movies that I did here in America, like Bomb Ass Pussy. But then my name known then was Honey Love.
Honey Love.
Okay. And that's, you know, very fun. But I mean, I think how I look at my work is just to do it and not really care if someone thinks that movie was better than the last. Because there's always someone saying something they don't like about me.
What could they say they don't like?
There's always like, oh, I don't like your hair like this, or that outfit, or no, or what.
That's what they pay attention to in porn.
So I have a question.
Yeah, they do, actually.
What Dang, I just forgot my train of thought.
Oh, come on, G. You can't announce you have a question.
Wait, I have a question.
Wait. It'll come back.
So what made you decide to retire from doing porn?
Oh, my goodness. Well, my ex-husband told me I didn't need to.
Nice. Sounds familiar.
Well, no, my ex-husband was the CEO from 1&1 United Internet. So it wasn't like we needed, it was never a money issue. It was just, we had a lot of money. Mm-hmm. It was just that, and there was also an AIDS scare at that time where this actor had went to Brazil. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the 30-day time grace period, getting your next testing, and then he came back and infected a lot of people.
I remember when that happened.
Oh, my God. That's so crazy.
Right.
How long ago was that?
This was like, I stopped in 2003.
Oh, that wasn't very long ago.
I remember
they said they sent him to Brazil? Yeah.
Yeah, it was the one guy. And I was just like, and I had got another new exclusive contract.
And they wouldn't say who it was at first.
I know who it was, but I'm not, you know. Right. You know, it doesn't matter anymore. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I was just like, I quit. I'm like, I really, really, really quit. And my husband's like, see, that's right, baby. You don't need this. I'm like, that's right. I know I don't.
Hey.
I remember my question.
Go.
Do you watch a lot of porn?
Never.
Never. Not at
only
all.
When my boyfriend likes to watch maybe, or any, a lot of guys, well, no, not a lot, but I think the ones that I find somewhat interesting, they like to watch porn.
Do you at least go back and watch your own?
No, never. Like I said, only the most people who want to watch my porn is usually the guys that I date.
So,
and that feels kind of weird.
Like if you're dating a guy,
you said it feels weird?
Dating a guy, if he would want to watch your movie as foreplay, you think that's weird?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of weird because I'm like, why? You got me here for real?
I'm like, you want to watch?
I'm like that. But no, it's like kind of coinciding because I think it's more like I've also had them say, why don't you do that with me? It's only because porn is difficult. It's only made for TV.
Right.
And that's what most people don't understand.
Like in real life, a lot of that shit doesn't feel good.
And you know what?
It's not that it doesn't feel good. It's just that it's not. It's just not practical.
Yeah, that's
like I never had the cable practical. Guy come over and then like you know it's never happened.
My cable guy
probably could.
You said earlier, you said porn actress. You said porn actress, and I noticed that you said porn actress, and I had in the back of my mind, I'm thinking like, yeah, it really is a whole like acting thing. Like,
yeah,
you're not really, of course you're engaging in real sexual acts, but the whole thing is acting out your emotions and then your feelings. And because like you said, the double penetration isn't.
Well, it's not even my real, it's like my emotions. I always would channel what I really would feel when I'm really with someone I really like.
Mm-hmm.
So you picture someone else.
It's not that I'm picturing someone else. I have to see the guy who's in front of me and what's happening. But
it makes it feel more natural for you.
It's only the emotion. I'm only channeling like when I'm with someone I really, really like and I'm with this guy, I'm going to channel that emotion into the acting. And that's it. And that's all there is to it. And the moment it's done, I'm like, okay, we're done. Good. Right. Okay. Good all scene. Right. I never, ever come.
You never came on camera?
Okay. One time when I did, I think, what was his name?
We got to know who it is.
Who made you come?
Well, he had a vibrator. What was his name? Ed Powers? Oh my God. Yeah, that's right. And he like say, hey, what's up? Here's a vibrator. You're so hot. And say it's your first time. I'm like, but it's not. It's my fourth movie.
This is early. But wait, do you come in real life during sex?
Yeah, that's what I was
Ask. Absolutely.
But it's just on camera. You can't?
Because it's a channeling of your own.
But you can't channel that orgasm.
And you're probably doing so much faking, like
it's not faking. Everything I'm doing is real. That is really me. It's just that why do you have to have all of me? You know what I mean? I'm holding something back for myself.
What about that was
so nice?
Can you squirt?
Such a letdown.
Ew, that's so disgusting. I hope I'm glad I cannot.
Really? Oh, you've never squirted in
I
your
always
life.
Wished I could squirt.
Me too.
No, but I just like to cum a lot. Is that okay?
No, a squirt and coming a lot is different.
Well, see, because I don't think it looks, I just think I've seen that happen. There was this girl, some African, because there's a lot of them in movies, whatever. And this guy was like, yeah, you think that's hot, baby? I was like, ew, no, not really.
It does seem a little messy.
It's really messy. I squirt. What if that, and look, I think
you know
disgusting.
What? It's bad enough that the guy hits me in the eye with his stuff. Why do I have to hit him in the eye? Why does everything have to be messy in his face?
Yes.
Why didn't you do it?
I would. I would use the vibrator because that's what makes me squirt the eye vibe that I talk about all
well,
the
yeah,
time.
Well, yeah, if you'd want to do it like that, because I'll be like, yeah, bitch, take it. Here, is this what you deserve?
No, no, no. I'm like, I'm more like, you know, back up. Like, chill, baby. I don't want to do that to you. And he's like, stop it. I want it in my face.
And then you just squirt in his face.
Yeah. Well,
see, a lot.
It smells like water.
I'm going to try to squirt.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to try to squirt, and I'm going to end up just, like, pissing, like, psst.
That's what it is. It is. It's 90% urine.
I know. Like, I'm going to end up, like,
but it shoots out.
Yeah, and I'm going to end up forcing the squirt, and it's just going to be pee.
Don't force the squirt.
No.
You'll be like, whoops, go in the shower.
All right, so now, fast forward, you decided to stop doing porn. What made you decide to retire? Oh, you said said that.
Yeah.
And then you were DJing.
Well, then I was doing music.
And
I
doing
was,
music.
I was rapping for quite some time. And that
what
was
songs
really...
did you have? Now, there was one song that,
I saw. That wasn't me.
Okay.
That wasn't me.
I said, that doesn't look like you at all.
That's not me.
But she had your name.
I know. That's funny. But, you know, I say imitation is the best form of flattery. What can you do? You know what I mean?
Because
when I first came out, there was no other Coco Brown. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've been out for some time. And what can I do? I mean, I just do my best to be my best. Therefore, I get more. But I can't. But, you know, she kind of fell off the face of the earth. I had my lawyers kind of attack her and people. And
that song was nasty. What was
Well, you know, I mean, you got to do what you got to do. You know what I mean? But I was like telling people, I'm not going to tell anyone. I'm not going to have a son called Make Me Nut. And watch Make Me Nut because I don't come on camera.
Right, that was Make Me Nut.
Because I'm like, you know, I tell the truth. For one, I don't come on video. So only somebody I dated could. And I'm not going to fuck a football team because I don't do gangbangs.
Yeah, she said that.
You know, I mean, there were so many things that were not like me and people who knew me and people.
Like,
and it's like,
no,
even though I have a dirty or potty mouth, but you could hear from when you talk to me, it's just like, I wouldn't say those things.
Right.
I'm like, that's not me. I wouldn't go there, but I would be like, well, maybe I would suck my boyfriend's dick right here if he was like really like turned me on. I'm like, it doesn't matter what I'm wearing, but I just put my really nice dress up.
Do you think in Germany they're more liberal about sex than they are in the United States?
Yes.
I find that when I go to Europe, it is a lot more.
It's not about being more liberal. It's just that sex is sex. It's like, I remember doing a talk show for daytime and they wanted me and a couple other girls to paint pictures with our boobs.
Mm-hmm. That would never happen here. Daytime talk show.
Well, yeah, they're like, you're being topless and whoever had the best boob tit painting.
The first time I went to Amsterdam, I was totally like taken aback by all the prostitutes in the windows.
I wasn't ready for that.
It's great.
I wasn't ready for that. And the girls are beautiful.
Yeah.
They're not like, I mean, you see a couple basic ones with big stomachs. Most of them are like, you know, blonde hair, blue eyes, perfect breasts, like really pink nipples. Like they're gorgeous. And you pull out your phone and like they're like running to the back because they don't want you to take pictures of them.
No, right. you're not allowed.
You're not allowed to take
pictures. Well, usually women are not usually allowed in these red light districts.
That was all up and down.
Really? Women aren't allowed?
Usually, and certain, but in Amsterdam, okay. The company I'm based with, the space company, is in Amsterdam.
That could exist.
Oh, wow.
That I'm flying with.
But don't women pay to have sex with other women too?
No, not really.
Not really?
Not really. You pay for your man and you to have sex with another woman.
Okay. So you pay as a couple.
I just think it's really gross because they're like in these little rooms and there's a bed and that's where they're doing it.
I don't know. I've never been in these little rooms.
You can see them, but. And then, you know, when they get a customer, they close the shade.
Yeah, true. That's right.
And then they change the sheet.
I don't know if they changed the sheet.
I used to work in a dominatrix studio in Germany and like there's red light districts all over Germany and it's, I don't know. We had like the housekeeper who came around.
So someone did change the sheets.
But not after every person?
No. It depends on what the guy is doing. And usually
if there's a mess, we clean it up.
Exactly. And usually the thing is, you don't lay on the bed in the first place because you want it to go as fast as possible. This is not love here, baby. Don't lay on me.
We're not making love.
Don't
let me stand up so you can hit this thing from the bed.
Like, goodbye is like one leg up. What? Okay. Don't touch me that much.
Now, have you been involved? Like, have you done escorting? Like, have you done things like
you
that?
You owned an escort agency?
I did.
Yeah, but were you an escort yourself?
Well, no, not myself. Not like that. But, of course, you know, it's a little bit different in Europe having your own agency. And, I mean, I guess just living in, coming from Las Vegas, there's always somebody trying to buy your pussy.
Right. Mm-hmm. They hand out flyers in Vegas.
Anywhere, no matter where you're from.
Well, no,
there's always somebody trying to buy a pussy.
Well, see, I didn't ever want to go to jail or catch a case. I mean, Vegas, I mean, you have to do it on the outside. So I was a really good girl. You know, that's why I was like, I strip. Wait a minute. Stripping is not good. You know, okay, I'll do porn. Okay, damn it. Shit. I guess I'm going to have to do porn.
Yeah, because prostitution is legal in the state of Nevada, but illegal in the city of Las Vegas.
Exactly.
So you can't play around in the casinos or anything. You'll go to jail. Yeah.
Well, you just got to be nice to the floor staff.
Exactly.
And everyone. You don't go to jail if you're nice to everyone. Right. And if you dress the part.
Right. If you look...
You know, you have to dress the part.
Right.
Because if you go there looking like a hooker, then they're going to have to kick you out because you make the hotel.
Because you look like a hooker.
Because right. you make the hotel look bad.
Right.
If you go there and, of course, you only play money to play the slot machines and getting sloppy drunk and not tipping, they got to kick you out.
Like, get out of here.
You know? But if you sit there, you look good, you dress well, you know, you're not causing a problem. They're not going to kill
you. They'll let you live.
Or if you tip the people around, you tip the valet driver.
You got to be ginger from casino. You got to
just tip the people that you are around. And they, because everyone knows you're there. Don't think they do not know you're there. It's just that they just need to know how you
carry yourself.
Yeah, that's it. And
honestly, the people who are in Vegas, a lot of those people that are in the hotels and the casinos, they're tourists. And they think everybody's a hooker anyway.
Yeah.
I've been standing there especially waiting for my homegirl.
When you look like it. How much?
I'm like, really?
Yeah. I'm waiting for my friend.
I'm just hanging
going to
out.
Right? I'm on my period.
Now, Coco Brown, were you also a dominatrix, though?
For a short amount of time, yes.
So as a dominatrix, you're not supposed to have sex with your slaves, right? That's what I've heard.
You can, yes.
Oh, because somebody told me that I met another dominatrix. She said that ruins the relationship.
It just depends what type of domina that you are, or dominatrix. I guess domina is a German word. I guess dominatrix.
She said the first thing she ever had to do was spit on somebody for an hour.
Oh, I mean, I'll spit on you just because if I just don't like the guy. I mean, like, what? I don't like you. Come here. Let me spit on you.
But
you
he
fucker.
Paid her for that. What's the craziest thing somebody asked you to do that you were like, this is weird?
Feed him a shit cone.
Oh.
Two girls in the cup.
Oh, God, that's the worst video I've ever seen.
That's not even real, by the way.
To the listeners, do not research Two Girls, One Cup.
That
it's
wasn't
terrible.
Even real.
No. He pulled out an ice cream cone out of his pocket with shit on it.
Wait.
Oh, he had the shit with him.
And I had to feed it to him. That's
and it was for
the
real shit?
Yeah, it was his. It stinked really bad.
Ew. So wait, Two Girls, One Cup wasn't real? Angela, tell me the truth.
That's ice cream.
How you know?
It's not. Just research it.
That was probably the most disgusting thing.
But yeah, so he had his own shit and his an ice cream cone in his pocket.
And he ate his own shit. Well, at least it was his own shit. At least
but
he knew where the shit came from.
But it smelled so bad. Didn't that make you want to throw up?
Well, it stinked, but I think the worst part about it was just looking at it on his tongue and his teeth. You know, and he's trying to look at you and be sexy about it, and you're feeding it because there's only arm's length.
It's not like
he's feeding himself.
So you're looking
at him, and you're like, ew, his shit's kind of green.
And you're trying to act like it's sexy. You're like,
You're like, this is kind of... I'm like, this is, yeah.
It's shit.
That was the worst part about it because it was in his teeth. And I just thought it was on his teeth and tongue. That was it.
So then what did he do after that? Was the only thing he wanted you to do? And that was it?
Yeah, and he jacked off. I just thought about it. And like, as he was talking and breathing, it was that shit breath.
But you know, eating your own, you know.
Stephanie, what are you about to say?
It makes you sick.
But
it's like a form of torture. Like that's it. It's toxic. A form of.
He could be dead by now, but
from all the shit cones.
Yeah, I know. From all.
Wow. That's gross.
That's really gross.
That was, I mean, I don't think about anything else. If I have some nightmares sometime, I'm like, oh God, shit cones.
Oh, shit cones. Oh, keep them away.
I'm like, oh God, nasty. Oh God. I'm like, green tea. Like, no, oh God, wait, I'm sweating. I'm sweating. It's only a dream. Wait, somebody stop.
Now you're an astronaut and you're about to go into space. Now talk about how that happened.
Well, I met these people and, I got accidentally invited by a luxury concierge in Berlin, and it was only for 12 people, and one person had canceled, and they were just like, oh, you're so lucky, you can come with and take his place. And I was late, a little bit late, and when I got there, there was like this whole big press stand, and I was like, ooh, what did I miss? And when I got inside, they were like, oh great, Coco Brown is here, we can now start. And I'm like, oh, okay.
What kind of dinner is
it? You know, and then there was just like this round table of 12 people, and there was like three guys standing in front. And they were saying that, okay, this is our company, and we're giving you people the opportunity to fly into space and become an astronaut, because we actually have agreements with different space companies and stations to give you the license, the rights, the wings, astronaut wings, so to say, to become a real astronaut. And I'm sitting there in the seat. I'm like,
in an accidental meeting.
I'm like, well, you know, I mean, I got put on the list, but I was thinking,
I mean, it was an accident to you. You were
because I was like, it was called Space Luncheon. I like the Discovery Channel. Yeah. I'm like, what's up? I want to hear something. I'm like, I just moved to Berlin. I want to meet somebody new. You know, it was more like that. And then I was just more a little bit confused. Mm-hmm. Because I was really like, excuse me, did you want me here? You know who I am, right?
Because every headline is like, porn star, first porn star goes into space.
Do you know what the other occupations of the rest of the people?
Oh, yes, the other astronauts? Sure, absolutely. Right. They have really great jobs. there are other astronauts. They are professional golfers. They own companies. They are diamond factory owners.
Wow. Well, hey now. It costs $100,000 though, right?
Yes. Plus the training. So it's like $150,000 in total.
So have you been doing this training?
Yes.
Really? And when did you go?
In space, I fly the third quarter of 2016.
Mm. Oh, that's really soon.
Stephanie, how long does it take?
It's only an hour, hour and a half.
Mm-hmm. And forever, how long will you actually be up there?
Forever.
Yeah, how long are you going to be in space?
An hour, hour and a half. And like I said, forever if I die.
How far in space, though? Like, how far?
Well, see, that's how I get my astronaut wings. Because there's a certain... It doesn't mean...
Like, she's not going to go and land on the moon.
No, right. No, no.
You're not going to Uranus? Distance.
I know. Right. You know what? I've heard this before in another interview, and the space people were like, oh my God, we don't like that joke. I was like, look, I can't do nothing about what other people say in the press. I'm like, you know, I did porn, and there really is a planet called Uranus. I'm like, get over it.
Exactly.
Get over it. I'm like, I mean, the company is in Amsterdam. I'm like, get over it. I'm sure a lot of people have been in somebody's asshole there.
Right. Sure.
Right.
No, it's only an hour, hour and a half.
You build it up. You know, like the first time it'll be an hour and a half. And then when you'll
go
again.
No, that's it.
You're not going to go again?
Just one
I mean, I could do another flight if I choose to. I mean, I could go on that Mars mission. But no, you have to go to a certain amount of feet. It's just
in order to say that you're in space.
Okay. No, to say that you're an astronaut. Right. There's only one other commercial airline that does this. And they're having 6 to 8 people on a flight. And it's a distance also. And we're going 338,000 feet.
Damn.
And that lets us break the barrier. That breaks the astronaut barrier. Because it's only feet. And then therefore we have to do the astronaut training. Doesn't mean we're going somewhere to land. If we were going to land somewhere, then maybe we would have to do more survival training. But we're just doing more of training, of understanding, okay,
like the breathing and the gravity.
Yeah, and you're not like going to be the government space station where you stay up there for 3 years or something.
Are you going to be like floating around?
I hope not, because every space station, I hope they don't kill me after this, but they're always saying to me, you know, or saying to us that, you know, when you come back, we want to test you. And you're going to see things. And what? Things up there are different. And we have to talk to you.
God, your life
and
is
we're trying to.
Forever.
And we're trying. Yeah, no. And I'm just like, what do you mean?
No, because what it probably is that there's aliens and UFOs that they know is there and they don't want to tell us. So now they want to brainwash you to make you think that you saw things.
Well, you're well
no,
except
we
you
have
had
to
a
be,
shit cone.
We have to be debriefed the moment we get back.
I believe you.
We are not allowed to talk to anyone else the moment we land.
Because they got to make sure that you're not going to go back and be like, listen, I saw. You know what I mean?
It's real.
They're probably going to even make you sign some paperwork.
Maybe. Mm-hmm.
They're going to flag you now every time you travel.
Yeah.
Probably.
And put you in the room.
I mean, you know.
But wait, back to this number. You said 3,038. Yeah, I'm sorry, 338,000 feet. So fuck the 30,000 feet that we travel normally. Like, another 300 feet up into the darkness.
Yeah, 300,000. That shit is insane. 300,000.
I'm getting anxiety just thinking about it.
Right.
And to go that fast, that has...
No, but I have a question. So, you know, they have this Mars mission. You know, people are going to live on other planets.
Well, this is a one-way trip, and I'm not going to do this.
Right, exactly. And how many years does it take to get to Mars?
I don't know. I'm not interested. I don't care. I'm not going.
So you wouldn't do it? That's what I was going to ask you.
Before you got here, Stephanie was like, do you want to go live on Earth, too, if you had an opportunity?
I'm like, look, I do like, that's why I'm like, look, I want to come back. An hour is enough. And
I'm totally good with my polluted Earth.
So is it just like a regular plane? Is it a rocket ship? Like,
it is a shuttle. It is an actual shuttle.
It's a rocket ship.
It's an actual shuttle.
Yeah.
But it's more of a slingshot kind of a thing. We go up
and come back down.
And go back down.
I'd
but you still go through all the motions.
Oh,
well, you know what? I fall asleep on everything too. But my biggest fear is hoping that, you know, the feeling you get on the airplane when you go too fast in your ears. But I don't think we're allowed to have gum. You can't drink water because I have the helmet.
Right.
And I'm like, the gum. I'm like, how do I get over it? Yeah. What am I going to do? And that's just my biggest fear.
Did you see that movie Gravity?
That's what I was thinking about the whole time.
No, I did. I have not seen it.
Don't watch that Gravity.
I haven't seen it.
Don't watch that movie.
Don't even listen to us.
You know what? I don't watch these type of things. I don't watch because everyone's like, are you afraid? And what's going to happen? I'm like, if I die, I die. I'm like, I drive 200 miles an hour on the Autobahn every day. I'm like, I could die every day I step in my car.
YOLO.
So if I'm like, you know, gonna get, I'm like, I'm doing something. I look at this as like, I'm doing something that most men in this world wish they could do.
They could never.
One woman.
Well, no, I don't think women. I think this is more of like, you know, I get most guys are like, I can't believe you're doing this. I'm so jealous. Oh my God, I wish I could fly in space. Ew.
Guys I'm like, are so womanly.
Yeah.
That's such a girl. I'm so jealous of you. You're going to space.
They do because they like, oh, it's going so fast. They're like, I just did a 4G training.
Yeah, you know guys.
They're like,
that.
You just did 4Gs? Ew. I'm like, you could pay for it too.
Exactly.
It's $150,000.
I'm like, I could give you if you want to go to NASA, I could set it up.
I got the connect, NASA, you know? Boo.
So is NASA giving you like restrictions on what you can and can't say and talk about like in press and stuff like that beforehand?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
I mean, I'm sure the only thing that people are like a little bit taken back from is that they didn't ask us before they took my money was my previous career.
You know? I can't believe they don't ask you that.
No, well, I mean...
Yeah, you would think they would do a whole background check.
Right.
Well, they did a check, and because I live in Germany,
And
I'm pretty
well-known.
I know, exactly. And I'm pretty well-known in Germany, and who comes up with a couple, you know, comes up with $100,000 in a couple days.
How long have you lived in Germany, too, for sure.
How long have you lived in Germany?
Since 1999.
Damn. Oh, you live there.
I know, literally, like, live there.
No, you're but from I can there. Tell by your mannerisms that you've been, you know, you've spent a lot of time overseas.
Yeah,
I could tell.
A lot of time over there.
Yeah.
All right, now, we were talking about this earlier. I want to get back to this. Because a lot of people were writing in questions that they wanted the ladies to ask today on lip service. Mm-hmm. Okay, can you be just friends with somebody after you guys were fuck buddies? Can you go back to being friends again?
You know.
You know. You know. Yeah, I agree with that, man. I think it's like if I have, okay, for example, if I'm with my boyfriend and he tells me, oh yeah, this is my homegirl. We used to fuck back in the days, but we don't do that anymore.
He would never tell you that.
We used to be fuck buddies. Like that's, you can't be friends with her.
Unless you were really good fuck buddies and then you're like, you know what? I do like fucking you. So
I can't even think of one but then guy if you that can was a get fuck buddy that I could be friends with just regular.
Well, you know what? There's maybe one guy and he's like, he's this comedian in Germany. And I showed this girl, this girl that I know, he like sends me these pictures and she's like, oh my God, his penis is so big. It's like as big as an arm. I'm like, I know it's nice. Big. I'm like, and he's nice. And like, he's a white guy and he's a comedian and he's really proper, but he's not that proper with a penis that big. But he's really nice. But
he's nice though.
But you know, no, we did have a moment where it was like, I was like, ew, I'm over. Ew, ew, ew. But then it was like, he's like, you know, you like this. I'm like, yeah, I mean, it's pretty nice. But it had to come from him because if the guy is feeding into your craziness, so to say, because women have put out a lot of crazy, you know, most of the time.
In this room, yes.
You know what I'm saying? And if the man just doesn't ignore it and just step over it and then like maybe a couple weeks later be like, so what's up? And then because you're over it, you're just like, okay, yeah, I'm fine. Yo, what's up? What are you doing? Like, can we see? Because you're over it. But at that moment... Mm-hmm. And if he's just still like, you know, fuck you, bitch. And then you're like, well, fuck you too, Stu, that still then too. But if he's just like, yo, what's up? You're like, yo, my God, it's him again. What's up? Oh my God, he's gone.
No, but for me, it's like, I can't, like, I've had guys that we weren't in a relationship and we would just have sex. And I think when I run into them and it's like, oh, hey, what's up? But I'm still looking at him and in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, what would that mouth do?
Yeah.
So you can't be friends with him because you still want to.
Oh, I
think he would want it and I would too. I think, you know, that's the type of relationship we have.
That's the only way we know each other.
Exactly.
I think you should make it known.
You could be friends with somebody that you were in a relationship with. You know what I mean?
No, I don't think that.
We said fuck buddies.
Yeah,
no.
Fuck buddies and a relationship is two totally different things. Like, if we were fuck buddies and we're not going to be fucking no more, we ain't buddies no more. That's it. It's over.
If all we had was fucking in common and we not fucking no more, then we have nothing left in common. That's it, exactly.
But what if you're like, well, he was cool, but I wouldn't want him to be my boyfriend.
Fuck that. Where's the dick?
Or what about, like, hooking up your friend with your fuck buddy and then they end up being boyfriend and girlfriend?
Oh my God, that happened to me.
That happens to everyone.
Yeah. Now just
friends
recently.
With either one of them.
No, because now I'm still kind of with this person and me and her are not together because she didn't tell me. He had to tell me that he was like, yeah, I fucked her. I was like, no wonder that bitch was acting stupid. Damn it. I'm like, I fucking knew it. And I was like, why didn't you fucking tell me? I'm like, I knew you before. I thought you and I were friends.
Give me a heads up because I'm going to find out.
You know, right. I was like, I thought we were talking, and he was like, yeah, I fucked her.
Wow. Now, what about pity sex? Have you ever had pity sex?
Yes, why not? Unless if you're getting something, but then if it's pity sex, then you have to take it all for yourself.
Like,
and get
I just
everything
feel bad.
You want out
He's
of it.
Bothering me. I'm just going to have sex
but
with
But then
him.
I'm going to abuse him and make sure I get everything I want out of that penny
sex. That's like pity sex with you. An ex.
That's like,
before.
Like kiss my you feet, did. Massage yeah, my fingers, yeah. Massage
like,
my. It's just like if it's pity sex and if I feel
like,
nothing.
You got to give it.
You know, because I feel nothing for you, anyways.
At least let me enjoy this.
Let me enjoy something.
At least that'd be like a spa day.
Right.
Yeah.
What were you saying, Gigi?
A spa day with a happy ending I don't have to pay for.
Right.
Yes.
You said you had sex with an ex?
Yeah. You know, sometimes you just feel like, oh, he loves me so much still. And he's just like, and I don't really
he's
fuck like with
him
like that.
Like a sad puppy.
Yeah, like, oh, well, the sex was good.
Yeah,
so
I've definitely
well.
Had pity sex with my ex.
Yeah.
For sure.
Sad puppy sex.
Yeah.
And you know what? Honestly, I think pity sex, in my opinion, it's never a good idea because you're sending somebody the wrong signal. It's mixed signals you're doing. You know, if you feel bad for them, you shouldn't feel that bad where you're going to give them your body. You know what I mean? Because it's giving them hope. It's giving them false hope. And that's the mistake that I've made, you know?
Right.
You're not doing them any favors.
Like, oh, I feel bad because he's crying. All right, you can eat my pussy,
but here's
and then
the
you can
thing,
fuck
but
me.
Wait,
and afterwards, he thinks that we're going to get back together.
Eating my pussy.
I disagree because I think women are making that mistake. Because men
sit on
do
your
it.
Face and wipe them tears up.
Yeah, because men do it all the time to women. Do you understand? They don't care about our feelings. So why should we? So when they come there, and if you're having pity sex with them, you should let them know right then and there, look, mother,
like,
look.
Listen, I'm feeling bad for you.
It's like, look, listen, it's not what you think, but I do like to fuck. And let's have sex.
And I feel bad.
And when we're done, I want you to get off of me. Mm-hmm. And you should go and lay somewhere else. Do you understand what I'm saying? And then because they'll do it to us. And then we're at home feeling like, oh my God, I thought he liked me.
So guys, right, I guess what we're saying, is that you can text that girl and say, would you please have pity sex with me? It doesn't have to be more than that. Just feel bad for me.
But tell her that.
Oh my God, if he does that, I hope, then you know what? She has every right to treat him so bad.
Right. And he'll love it.
No, you know.
He would because he wants is sex anyways. He doesn't care how he gets it. It's just usually they're just trying to entertain what we think we want. Mm-hmm. So if you just, and if you kind of turn the tables, I would say on them, then usually the guy will be to you. They'll be like, I can't believe you're acting like this. You're acting more like the way a guy and usually would think and act. You're like, oh, I know. I'm like, that feels weird, huh?
All right. Well, listen, Coco Brown, we thank you so much for coming through Lip Service. You got a lot of interesting things going on in your life.
It was so much fun.
Yeah, we had a good time with you. You had some very interesting stories. I'm going to have a nightmare about one of them.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I've had snow cones, but I've never had a shit cone.
I know. Wait a minute.
Shit cones.
It's a nightmare.
This was another episode of me and both Stephanie were just like, no.
I never did that. But listen, let everybody know where they can check you out.
You can check me out on all of my social media networks. They are It's Coco Brown. Yeah, it's ItsCoCoBrownBrown at Facebook, at Twitter, at Instagram, and my website.
And you update us when you go to space.
Yeah, absolutely. So everything about me is called It's Coco Brown. So just put the ITS in front and then my name, and then there you go.
Okay. Well, good luck going out of space, man.
Thank
you. Yeah,
that's
beautiful.
Amazing. That's
can you have sex? Did they tell you you're not allowed to have sex?
If there was maybe not just me and the other and one other person, because I'm co-pilot. So if he has a heart attack or dies.
Oh, shit.
I want to come back.
That
and
happened
tell
to Gigi,
story.
Just so you know.
Yeah, I want you to come back and tell the story.
She killed a guy during sex, so he had a heart attack.
Oh my God, why didn't you tell that story?
She has a few times. It's a good story.
It's best not to have sex in space because you might give someone a heart attack. It happened to Gigi.
Yes,
it could happen to you.
It can happen to you.
Girl, you just put it on him, right?
She did.
And she got
annoyed.
May
he rest in peace.
She got annoyed. She had to take him to the hospital.
She was like, this nigga want to get a heart attack.
Oh my God.
I got things to do.
Anybody got time for that?
5 o'clock in the morning, I'm drunk. I got time for this heart attack, nigga. Get your shit together. I'm sorry. Rest in peace, friend. I'm sorry.
I know. We should all say we're sorry.
Rest
in peace. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
All right.
I still want to be blessed. Yes. Okay.
This has been a great lip service.
Thank you so much. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
And I'm Gigi McGuire.
We'll be back next week.
Thank you.
Lip service. Thank you.